The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing Because You Love Me.
Because you love me, there is a sun in the sky, rain or shine. Because you love me, darling, the whole world is mine. Because you love me, songs that I hear from the birds now have words. Because you love me, and just because I love you. Because you love me, songs that I hear from the birds now have words. Because you love me, and just because I love you.
As everyone knows who has one, gardens just don't grow by themselves. Each spring, the spading and weeding and all sorts of other laborious chores necessary are the backbreaking lot of the man in the family. Now, Mrs. Anderson has a problem. She has a garden, but no man in the family, which is why she was forced to approach her husband and our young hero, Dennis Day, and suggest, and I use the word loosely, that they grab some shovels and rakes and go to work. So let's join our hero and Mr. Anderson now in the garden.
Gee, kind of hot for this sort of work, huh, Mr. Anderson?
Well, we may as well get busy, Dennis. You grab that shovel and I'll sit right here on this box.
You'll what?
Sit right here on this box.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought we were both going to get blisters in the same place.
Son, if both of us work, who'll be left to supervise?
Well, let your wife supervise. With her equipment, she can outsit the two of us.
Look, my boy, think of this garden as a ship. Now, a ship must have a captain, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Of course. Well, just think of yourself as the crew and me as your skipper. And together, we'll bring her in.
Herbert.
Make for the lifeboats, men. We're torpedoed.
I didn't see you standing there, Velvet Flesh.
I know. These new sneakers are more fun. Now, just why haven't you two been digging?
Well, you see, we were afraid we might hurt some poor little worm with these big shovels.
Yeah, we worms gotta stick together.
Nonsense. Now, both of you grab shovels and start digging. Come on.
Yes, Pupsy.
Come on, faster. Put some enthusiasm into it, faster.
Mrs. Anderson, before you got married, did you ever boss a chain gang?
Don't be ridiculous. Now, you boys just keep working. I want this whole garden spaded by noon. Understand?
Yes, Warden.
All right, now, just keep working.
Gee, why do we put up with it?
Oh, don't worry. When we get down to where we have to put lights on our hats, we'll call John L. Lewis.
I'm afraid it's out of his jurisdiction. Come on now, back to our digging.
But it's so strenuous, Mr. Anderson. I've been using flab I never even knew I had.
Yeah, me too. But you heard what Captain Bly said. Come on, let's get at it.
Okay. Hey, what's this? I just hit something hard.
Huh? Keep digging, let's see.
Oh, gosh, look, Mr. Anderson, it's a chest of some sort.
Yeah.
With a lock on it. Hey, could Mrs. Anderson have buried your old love letters out here?
Oh, don't be silly. Not in a wooden box. Mine would have to be put in asbestos.
Oh.
Hey, that lock's all rusty. Knock it off with your shovel and we'll see what's in this thing.
Yeah. There, now she'll open. Mm. Holy smoke, Mr. Anderson, look. Jewels, pearls, rubies, diamonds, tons of them.
Oh, my athletic Aunt Emma's pink satin gym bloomers. Dennis, do you know what we've found? The Morgan treasure.
You mean the one that old stagecoach robber was supposed to have hidden somewhere around Weaverville?
Yes. We're rich. Yesterday we didn't have a dime. Today we've got millions.
Gosh, and without even listening to the radio.
Sure. Why, people have been looking for this treasure for years. Only we've got to keep quiet about it until we're positive. We've got to make sure this stuff is genuine.
Hey, maybe Mr. Jacoby would know. He's an expert on antiques.
Good. I'll wrap the chest in this burlap bag and come on, we'll walk right down to Mr. Jacoby's right now.
Right now? Yeah. Walk? Don't you realize we're millionaires? We'll take the bus. Hello, Mr. Jacoby.
Hello, honey boy.
Hi, Sam.
Oh, and ain't your boy, too, huh? Say, what have you got in the little chest there?
Well, Mr. Jacoby, can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret? Honey boy, 15 years I've been married and my wife still don't know about the false bottom in my wallet.
That's good enough for me. Show him, Mr. Anderson.
Okay. Look, Sam.
Ay, ay, ay. Quick, tell me. Are they hot?
I don't know. We haven't felt them yet.
No, Dennis. Now, we found them in the backyard, Sam. We think it's the Morgan treasure. That is, if they're genuine. Now, what do you say?
Boys, I'll tell you. A bona fide expert on precious stones, I'm not. But from all I can see, you got here the real Ginsburg.
The real what?
McCoy to you.
Gosh, do you hear that, Mr. Anderson?
Yoo-hoo!
Oh, boy, I'm rich. Now I'll have all the luxuries I've always wanted. Popsicles, bubble gum, a beanie with a solid gold propeller on it.
Sure not, but if you ask me, we'd better keep this whole thing quiet. If word gets around that we're
millionaires. Shh.
Huh?
I think I heard someone at the door. Don't move. I'll jerk it open fast and we'll see.
Oh! Oh, hello, Dennis.
Aha, Miss Baker.
And I'll bet she heard every word we said.
Me? Why, I'll have you know I'm not the kind of girl who listens in on other people's conversations. Why, I just dropped in to see my Dennis. How are you, little dream boy?
Gee, I wish you wouldn't feel that way about me, Miss Baker. After all, there are plenty of other pebbles on the beach.
I know, dear, but my tide is going out so fast.
Well, I really haven't got time to talk to you now. We've got to be getting home with this chest full of
Honey boy, be careful.
Yes, in another minute you'd have told me about digging up the Morgan treasure in the backyard.
Ruth, you know.
Gosh, the bag let the cat out.
Shame on you, Ruth. You deliberately eavesdropped.
No, it was an unavoidable accident. Really, it was. Just as I was about to come into the store, I slipped and fell, and my ear got caught in the keyhole. And before I could get it out, Sounds weak, huh?
It certainly does.
Well, anyway, it's just about the most thrilling thing I ever overheard. Oh, my. When I found out my hot cash was loaded with cold cash, well, I almost went to pieces.
Gee, you got to be careful, Miss Baker. Remember, you weren't put together very well to begin with.
Oh, you're so cute, I could eat you.
Well, Ruth, now that you've heard about this, you've got to promise that you won't tell a soul.
Oh, I wouldn't tell anyone for the world.
And don't write about it to anyone either.
Oh, I won't.
If I know the type, you'd better get her to promise no smoke signals, too.
Oh, you. Well, I'll be running along now. And Dennis, I'll be seeing you. Oh, you should be much easier to catch now with all that money in your pants. Goodbye!
Why, Ruth Baker.
Hello, Clara.
Well, come in, dear. Anything special on your mind?
Oh, no. No, not a thing. Nothing at all. Believe me, not a thing. Nothing. Nothing, really.
Ooh, this sounds hot. What was it and who did it happen to?
Clara, really, I haven't a thing to tell you. Besides, even if I did, I promised I wouldn't.
Oh.
Well,
all right.
I couldn't possibly tell you if I promised, could I?
Oh, no, no, I guess not. Just forget it.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm sure it can be dragged out of me. Well, come on, then. What is it?
Well, Dennis Day and your husband found the Morgan treasure in the backyard. They're millionaires.
Ruth, is this true? Those two drips?
Please, let's not forget what they're dripping with.
The Morgan treasure. Oh, why didn't I spade that garden myself?
Oh, I guess this will make a difference in the way you treat those two, huh, Clara?
I should say not. Clara Anderson doesn't lose her head just because of $1 million. I'll treat them both exactly as I always have. As two charming, intelligent, handsome, virile, lovable men.
Let's join them now as our hero lolls on Mrs. Anderson's best couch with his sneakers on.
Boy, this is really living, isn't it?
Isn't it, though, my boy? Care for some of this caviar?
No, thanks.
Champagne?
No, thanks.
How about a Corona?
No, thanks. No, thanks.
My, I wonder how the other half is living these days, huh?
Yeah, poor peasants. Yeah. Come in.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, Poopsie.
You have to make all that noise. I thought I told you not to walk in here with your shoes on.
But my shoes are off, Dennis, dear.
Then you'll have to do something about those calluses.
Yes, Dennis.
Okay, you've cluttered up the place long enough now. You can go. No, wait a minute. Any little chores you want done, D.D.?
Yeah, now that you mention it, W.T.
W.T.?
Worm turned. I want my new room fixed up as soon as possible. Get your clothes out so I can get in.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to, Dennis, but I'm having a little problem getting my things into the closet in your old room. Could you tell me something, dear?
What?
Well, which is the closet and which is the room?
The one with the window is the closet.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I'll see you folks a little later. I'm going to run down to the burlesque show.
Yes, dear. Would you like me to run and fetch your field glasses for you?
No, that won't be necessary. As the new owner, I intend to sit on the stage. Well, goodbye, all.
Gee, I wonder what's keeping that real estate agent.
Real estate agent?
Yeah, Herbie and I are buying a new home, you know. And if you behave yourself, maybe we'll let you sleep on the floor in one of the bedrooms.
On the floor? After all, Dennis, I was a little mean to you, but I did give you a bed to sleep on.
Well, okay. You can bring over the bed I'm using now and sleep on that.
No, I'll sleep on the floor.
A wise choice. And now, oh, there's the man about the house. You may go now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Day? Carter is my name.
Oh, hiya, Carter. About the house, you got one for us yet?
Have I? The cutest place you ever saw, and for only a measly little old $75,000.
Well, I'll be frank, Mr. Carter. I wasn't thinking of paying under $100,000.
Hey, Mr. Day, I'm going to beat myself until I give it to you at that price.
Now you're talking.
Oh, it's going to be a dream house, Mr. Day, especially when we've made those little changes you suggested over the phone. We've already ordered the solid gold plumbing fixtures.
Oh, good. And don't forget, I want a big mirror on the ceiling of the master bathroom. I've always wanted to know how I look when I'm gargling.
I just love you eccentric millionaires.
And remember, I like music, too. I want to be able to listen to Woody Herman while I'm taking a shower.
Right you are. There'll be a radio installed in your bathroom immediately.
Radio nothing. Have Woody Herman there.
I'll make a note. One orchestra and 18 shower caps.
Right. Well, I still haven't made up my mind what kind of floor I want in the living room.
Well, I can offer you your choice of several very fine marbles.
No, they make too much noise when they roll around.
Yes, that is their one weakness. Well, I think I have everything there. The living room drapes to be made of mink. Gold fixtures in every bathroom. I'll get over to the office and get the deed and be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. A Persian lamb, of course.
Naturally.
Oh, Mr. Day, I love you. Goodbye.
partner.
Well, hi, Mr. Anderson. Did you buy the burlesque show?
Well, the asking price was a little high, Dennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I saw the girls and they took a little off. Oh, not only a millionaire, but what a sense of humor, huh?
Boy, I'll say.
What's new with you, partner?
Well, the man was here about the house. Boy, is it going to be a humdinger. But the cost is...
Oh, who cares about the cost? As soon as we sell those jewels, we'll be millionaires, ma'am.
Hello, what... Dennis. Daddy.
Oh, hi, Mildred.
Hello, dear.
What's this about somebody being millionaires?
Sure, us. Your dad and I. You've been downtown shopping. You haven't heard. We found a treasure chest in the backyard.
A treasure chest?
Sure, a chest full of jewels.
Oh, no. Oh, Dennis.
I made it funny.
That was no treasure chest.
Huh?
It was an old box of 10-cent store jewelry I buried about 5 years ago when we were playing pirates.
Oh, no.
Of course. I remember it very well. I was Captain Kidd carrying a skull and crossbones and a black flag.
Could you remember where you put that flag? They might need it to drape over us.
What? What do you mean?
Well, I ordered a big house. The man's coming back with the deed. He'll sue me for every cent I've got. He'll put me in jail. He'll have me... Oh, my gosh, there he is now.
Oh, good golly. Dennis, listen. They can't sue a crazy man, can they?
Huh?
She means your only chance is to make him think that you're off your trolley. You've got to put on an act, don't you see?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's it. Okay, go let him in, Mr. Anderson.
Yeah.
Hello, I have an appointment with Mr. Day.
Oh, sure. Come on in. He'll be out in a minute.
Is he tied up?
No, I just untied him.
Pardon?
Only when he comes in, just remember, don't get too close to him.
Don't get too close to him?
No, he might think you're a bowl of cake batter. He's a mixmaster this afternoon, you know.
But I'm afraid
shh,
I...
Shh, shh, here he comes.
Stand back, everybody. I splatter when I twirl. Quick, unplug me, somebody. I'm shorted. Wait, he's no cake batter. He's Heinrich Himmler. Stuft halt, wie schoppen dreiden, vernünftig, wie schoppen dreiden. Und verlauf, gespannt, dreiden, vernünftig, und verlauf,
don't you remember me? I'm Mr. Carter.
Ah, yes, I've been using your liver pills for years. Ah, they're wonderful. 6 months ago, my liver was completely bald. Now it's covered with lovely golden curls.
Oh, this is awful. Why, he's...
Yes,
he's
been this way for years.
Yeah, but I was told he was a millionaire. I heard he found the Morgan treasure.
You mean this box of dime store jewelry he likes to play with?
Mr. Carter, I like you. And as my last will and testament, I, Captain Kidd, do hereby bequeath you my whole treasure. Here, take him.
Look, I
take him, I said.
Better take him before he gets violent, Mr. Carter. And just to humor him, why not sign this paper saying that you accept the jewels as payment for any inconvenience Mr. Day has caused you?
Okay, I'll sign it. Here. Now, give me that chest and let me out of this snake pit.
Just a second, you. I'm Hedy Lamarr.
Well, so what?
Are you nuts? Kiss me goodbye.
Holy smoke! Get him in the clock where he belongs!
Oh, brother, we did it.
Oh, we sure did.
Well, he's gone, huh?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. How you two could dig up that silly tin box I buried and think you'd found the Morgan treasures the most ridiculous.
Just a second, Mildred. Did you say tin box?
Of course.
Well, the one we found was wood and iron.
You dug it up on the east side of the yard under the elm tree?
No, on the west side of the yard under the flower bed.
There were beads and earrings and stuff in it?
No, just uncut diamonds and pearls and rubies.
Oh, you mean that...
Oh, my soul and withered up little body. Dennis, we gave away the Morgan treasure. Don't you understand? We gave it away. Dennis, don't stand there. Say something.
Das ist das Reich von Gesellschaft und Frauen. I love life and I want to live. I love life.
From the score of the new musical, Tales of the South Pacific, here's Dennis to sing Charles Dance arrangement of the lovely ballad, Some Enchanted Evening.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you some enchanted evening. Someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dream. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reason. Wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side.
Dennis Day Show, originally heard over the National Broadcasting Company, has been rebroadcast for you men and women overseas by the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.